Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you can. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. I hope you'll let the things that we do and that we make available to you for free, I hope you'll use it to your advantage to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And you know what? If 2005 wasn't a great year, it's history. It's gone. There's not a thing you can do about it. Let's look forward. Let's look into 2006. Let's see what we can do for 2006. That's the great thing about business, the great thing about the marketplace. You can recover. You can fix whatever has been broken and whatever isn't working. You can fix that. And if you had a great 2005, what did we learn? What can we do? What have we got that we can build on? And I'd like for all of us to think about that a little bit more. And focus on fundamentals. And next week, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start, which as you know, every year in the early part of the year, first couple of months of the year, I take usually just at least four times a week, if not five times, I take one segment of the show and talk about fundamentals, operating fundamentals, management fundamentals, etc., etc. Things that you and I need to focus on to be a little bit better, to be more professional in as managers of our small businesses. So I'm going to be doing that beginning next week. I really enjoy doing that. I really like talking about those things because you don't hear those things anywhere else. I don't think you hear them anywhere else. And it's an opportunity for you as a small business owner just to passively listen in and just absorb some of these things. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. Maybe some of the things I say you don't agree with. Maybe what I say you think I can do a better job than that. Great. That's fine. But the main thing is that you're thinking about it. You're thinking about these fundamentals. Because I will tell you, folks, being a business owner is a lot of technical. There's a lot of technical stuff that's involved in being a successful business owner, a manager of a business, a leader of small businesses. Now, some of it is instinct. Some of it is, seat of the pants, but an awful lot of it, the stuff that gets you through day after day, week after week, and month and year after year, they are technical. They're fundamental. And so we're going to be talking about that. I want to get into some of the predictions. I want to tick off what I've already predicted in case some of you missed that. I'll do these real quick. I predicted that the U.S. economy would grow at over 4% in 2005. I'm sorry, 2006. Which is pretty aggressive, as you may know. I also predicted that unemployment would be below 5% by year end. Now, remember, the U.S. economy is growing about 200,000 jobs a month. About 200,000 a month. Think about that. Now that's what's being predicted. That's a lot of productivity. That's a lot of optimism. When you hire an employee, you're optimistic. You believe that, well, one of two things is happening. If you hire an employee, you either already have the business and you need somebody to help you deliver that business, or you're optimistic that this commitment you're making to this person, because it is a commitment. These employees that are being hired are not temps. These are full-time people. So you're making a commitment to them. You're dealing with someone else's life. You're introducing them to the rest of your company. And people wouldn't be hiring these people. Employers wouldn't be hiring these employees if there weren't a lot of opportunity in the marketplace. So I think that's going to be the deal. We'll be below 5% by the end of the year. The Fed will not raise rates past 5%. That was another prediction. And some of these predictions I'm making are already coming to pass. If you read the paper, if you read some of the things that are being said about some of these issues, like this one I'm just talking about, I was reading just a couple of days ago that that basically reinforcing what I'm saying here, that the Fed will ease up on their interest raising practices, which they've been doing for the last more than a year. I also predicted China would do well in the marketplace globally. They're standing in 2006, and Russia would not. That's actually coming to pass even as we speak. I predicted U.S. troops would drop below 100,000 by the end of the year. I pray that that prediction comes true. Saddam Hussein would be found guilty. No news there. I still believe that. And I believe that Al-Qaeda would focus on Saudi Arabia and try to undermine that country to get back at us through that avenue. I also predicted that that Republicans would maintain a majority in Congress in 2006. But you know what? with the Abramoff scandal, who knows? I could miss that one. And then I also predicted that the U.S. car companies would continue their downward spiral with extra difficulty. And this is a sad prediction, but one I believe is true. But mainly I predicted that one of the car companies, would file Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2006, and I said it would probably be GM. I hope that's not true. I really do. I hope I missed that one. And then another one. Here's a new prediction. You haven't heard this one. I predict that Supreme Court nominee Judge Sam Alito will be confirmed to fill the seat of retiring Sandra Day O'Connor. Now, some of you may be saying, "Well, that's easy, Blessing Game. Anybody could have predicted that. That's that's sure he's going to be confirmed." Well, you know what? Not so fast. Pretty ugly politics going on right now, and it's getting uglier by the day. And if you heard Rich Galen yesterday talking about an angry and ugly year it's going to be in politics in Washington, D.C., everybody that I know in Washington, D.C. who has anything to do with politics is girding their loins right now and getting ready for who knows what. Maybe something they've never seen before. And it's with the revelations that are going to come out of the Jack Abramoff scandal, as you know, the lobbyist who peddled his influence to both parties. He is a Republican. It seems that he favored Republicans more, and it seemed that he found more fertile soil on that side of the aisle than he did on the Democrats. But he did find fertile soil on the Democrat side. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that works. But even with all of that, and even though the confirmation process is there, the Democrats are attempting to stall that and put it off a little bit, I still say Judge Sam Alito will be sitting on the Supreme Court in about 60 days. When we come back, I got two more predictions to make, and then we'll move on to Karen Kerrigan. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. We're going to find out exactly what 2006 holds for you and me with regard to small business public policy. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. I'm nationwide. Back, it's 23 after. A little bit of Stones for you there. Pretty good little garage band, I'd say. I say they've done pretty well for themselves. Haven't gotten any prettier, that's for sure. They've done pretty well for themselves. I still like their music. Okay, here's two more predictions. These are the two last ones, and so I hear the cheers going up out there. Google will introduce new web-based computer resources that will become the greatest ever threat to Microsoft's dominance of PC operating systems and application software. Now, let me sort that out for you a little bit. Many years ago, I'm going to say 7 years ago, I heard Bill Gates say that, And I'm paraphrasing him. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but I know this is what he said. You know that computer you have on your desktop, that laptop and that you bought, and you know how much RAM it had, you know how much storage capacity it has in the hard drive, and you thought about how much you would need because of the files that you have. You needed an 80 gigabyte memory hard drive because you've got all these programs and you've got all these photographs, et cetera, et cetera. He basically said that you wouldn't worry about that much in the future. That kind of power, that kind of storage, and that kind of power, all those systems, all those programs, all those like Office. If you own Microsoft Office, or if you own PageMaker, or if you own whatever program you spent money for, and you now own a license to that software. Whatever that is, Bill Gates basically said in the future, you won't buy that stuff. You'll rent it. You'll lease it. For instead of buying a $159 software program, you'll spend $19.99 a year, and it will be. And instead of you getting a CD or downloading the file, the program into your hard drive to operate from your desktop, you'll still have a desktop, and you'll still have a screen in front of you. You'll still have a keyboard and a mouse and all that. But the power that you will use, the technology you will leverage, will reside somewhere else, and you'll access it over the internet. And that's what Bill Gates said. He said he saw that in the future. Well, guess what? I think he's right, but he didn't do much about that. And so I'm predicting that this year, Google will introduce. Now, I don't know whether introduce. That's my word that I get to interpret. Maybe there'll just be a news report about it, because I don't know when they'll have it ready. I don't know what's going on inside of Google. I just predict that that Google will introduce something that will be a powerful resource that you will access online. You know how that you already have the ability to store your files in someone else's server or someone else's hard drive over the internet, and you can go to that site and get it, and they give you a little key, so to speak. You get in and use your stuff whenever you want. It's like having a storage building that you rent. Well, you can already do a lot of these things. A lot of these things you can already do it, but pretty much rudimentary way, and not that many programs are available. You've heard us talk in the show before about application service providers, ASPs. You've heard us talk about ASPs before. Well, that's what we're talking about here. But maybe even more than just software, maybe the operating system. Maybe the power, the engine that allows you to operate, maybe all that will come to you online. And the more Americans, the more human beings across the planet who are plugged into the internet with big pipes, with high-speed access, DSL, cable, etc., the more that becomes diffuse, and we're at about 50% now of households. I don't know what the business level is, but the households are about 50%. Really fast, just an incredible diffusion of that connectivity throughout the country, the United States. But the more people have that level of connectivity, the more likely this is. The internet. I think Google will beat Microsoft to the punch in that area, and that's what scares. That's what wakes Bill Gates up every night. Okay, another prediction: crude oil will remain above $60 a barrel, and gas prices will stay above $2 in 2006. There's just too much speculation left in. There's too many people speculating, and there's too much supply too much demand, and too little supply of petroleum out there right now. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong, but I believe you're going to see you're going to be paying more than $2 a gallon for gas, and I think it will, a barrel of oil will stay at 60 or above the rest of the year. I hope I'm wrong. Quick break, right back with Karen Kerrigan after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. Hi, folks, it's Jim Blassingame with a question for you. Did you know that Office Depot has an online technology superstore?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.